What is mercy? Mercy is a covenant action. It's a covenant. Then this action is rooted in God's compassion. If man gives you an advantage, regardless of your limitation, where disgrace meets grace, that is what mercy is. Father, we thank you. Thank you for all these wonderful testimonies. We give you back all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And amen. Can you have your seat? Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, welcome to God's presence. Tell your other neighbor, welcome to God's presence. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate all of us that are here this evening. I want to specially appreciate some visitors in our midst. Some, just few. The number one person is Reverend Lawson Paul. Praise the Lord. God bless you, sir, for coming. We met 2005. Ask your neighbor, have you been born 2005? How old were you 2005? This is 21 years ago. Praise the Lord. It's when we just started serving the Lord. That time, I don't miss ways. If I pick everything, I can give you one or two. When I just close my eyes and receive it, I will carry it like that. Mom. And that was exactly what happened the day he came. I'll just close my eyes, whatever I see, pam, I'm giving it to you. But God is so real. And we can feel his reality. He said it 21 years ago. And today is coming to pass. God is not your mate. He sees the end from the beginning. And we are grateful to him. I don't know what God told you. I don't know that message you have been thinking, when will it come to pass? Testimonies are capable of duplicating itself. If he has spoken to you, if he has given you a word, hold it. It will surely come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to appreciate my brother in the Lord, whom I also call a son, Engineer Patrick Mpadibo. Praise the Lord. Greet our brethren. Did you see him? Praise the Lord. This one, is it 2005? Okay. We also met 2005. I remember the day he came. It was only Madam Favor. They came with, they have only one child that time. Praise the Lord. And since that time till now, he has been consistent. He has been faithful. They are in Port Harcourt. But whenever he's around, Puem has always been a family. Amara Ubez, Oyobe, Osoho no Port. The wife is here and the daughter. Praise the Lord. You're always welcome. I may not be doing this every day, but I just feel like appreciating you people. Even when I don't know that our brother Lawson will be here too. I just say that I'll take time and appreciate you today. Number one is to have a gift and vision. Number two is to have a man that will even believe in your vision. If you bring your goods to the market and there's nobody that is asking you about your goods, what will happen? You will carry your goods and go home and sit down with it. So, I'm not taking it for granted at all to see somebody that can sit down, listen to you, obey you, and believe in your God. That time I don't have bearing. There is nothing like bearing. I'm just a child of God and was serving God. And they saw it in one crooked railway quarters. Praise the Lord. Whenever you see any man's glory, go to the story. There is a story that is backing the glory. So I appreciate all of you. God bless you for coming. We have an hour of mercy experience next week, Thursday. How many of you are ready? We've never had the same hour of mercy experience because Holy Spirit knows how to spice a meeting. Praise the Lord. I bet you this one will be one of its kind. You'll be so blessed. And don't come alone. Come with your friend. Come with your neighbor. Praise the Lord. If you receive this flyer, don't keep it in your bag. Make sure you give it to one or two persons. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for these flyers. Let it become a replica of your presence. Whosoever touches it. Father, let the lost be saved. Let the sick be healed. Let the bound be loosed. Let the captives be set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I shall share it and do it very quick. Praise the Lord. So gi onye jirakaya ke ligwenua so gi boyo kwono ya na de awa gini kamgeji. Come and have your way. Okay, more Jesus. Okay, more Jehovah. Okay, more Lele. If okay, more. Babaka Shakataraba Kuria Baskanda. Ekedege Rebo Kuria Baskanda. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we reverence you. Lord, we adore you. Yakata Karakata Progoto. You are a great God. You are a great God. You are a great God. It's all I know. You are a great. You are a great God. You are a for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody that have poultry farm, God said I should pray for that person. If you know that you have poultry farm, come out. I saw mortality of those chicks. It was so high. He said pray for them. Poultry farm. Father, you refuse to redeem. Wherever they wrote it, we rewrite it. We clean it up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I know you are here. I know you are here
already. Your presence is here.
I know you are here.
I know you are here. I know.
Farm. God is showing me that the bears are not growing as it should. It's too jaguar. The bears are not growing as it should. Because who know natural sim na me ye che the message. I kept that one. Osim no. The bears are not growing as it should. And you have had that experience before. It's a witchcraft attack. But the redemption or the restoration is waiting for an instruction that you have to obey. But he didn't permit me. So the cheeks are not growing as it should. that this is what I'm seeing on that time. So God said, restoration of those chicks are waiting for obedience to instruction. When you do what God is telling you to do, then you will see that they will start flourishing. This one is clear. Praise the Lord. I know you are here. I'm sure you are here. Oh, already your presence is here. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit divine, throw your weight on this service this evening, and may we never remain the same after this encounter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still on our team. We are home, so we are relaxing to give justice to this team. Praise the Lord. And we handled meditation, then worship. Last week was fellowship. How many of you enjoyed last week? Praise the Lord. I received so many personal messages. I was so impressed. If you have not, you've not listened to the message again and again, please visit Poem Telegram. Praise the Lord. And I also want to tell us congratulations for the 21 days fasting and prayer. How many of you enjoyed that period? Oh my God. Me, I over enjoyed it, self. I feel that we should continue. Praise the Lord. It was awesome. So, God told me, when he gave me that instruction for fasting and prayer, he told me that we should start global mentorship class. He told me that we should start mentorship class. If you like, you can call it a Bible school. If you like, you can call it discipleship. Praise the Lord. But that's what we are going to start. And it will start from 7th August. 7th August is on Friday. We'll be doing it Fridays. And the time is 9. From 9 p.m. Praise the Lord. So I will give those that are working time to go to work, come back, relax, and 9 p.m. is starting on Friday. So every Friday for now, we are gathering on our Telegram channel to praise the Lord. Praise God to listen to messages. Praise the Lord. That is where I will share some encounters that I've been permitted to share. There are some that I'm not permitted to share, but there are some I'm permitted to share. You will hear it. Praise the Lord. Because the best way to communicate a principle is through example. So if this one may be different from the ones I've gone to, so many Bible schools, so many, including Nkendo Obodo Ibo. I've gone to so many Bible schools, but this one will be different because it's experience. The experience I'm having is what I will impart. Praise the Lord. So, we'll keep on keeping you posted as time goes on, but we are kicking off by 7th of August. Praise the Lord. So, after this, our fasting program, I've had a lot of messages, testimonies, encounters. People, we are having encounters anyhow. Some that don't even remember their dreams. After the fasting and prayer program, they remember their dreams vividly. Praise the Lord. But there is an encounter I had early this morning. There was a prayer I made before going to bed. So I find myself in what I call heaven. I went there the first time, have so many interactions. The messages were meant for me. But this time around, when I finished praying around 5, I had another visitation to that same heaven. So, this time around, you know, heaven is so vast too. It's where God decides to take you to. So this time around, it was like, I don't know what you call all these things that children used to bounce on. What is the name? Eh? I don't know the name you are calling it, but that one, a big one, it was as big as like a tent. So, we queued because that place is where God is. There was a bright light and there were so many people on the queue. Praise the Lord. So, me, I'm sharing this thing because he told me to share. I didn't share the other one. This one is the second time. Just last night. So me, I wanted to see God. I have my prayer points too. As you have your own. Me, I also have my prayer points. So I have my prayer points that I want to share with him. So, and we were on that queue. People were going. People were going. But there's something that happened. There is a particular spot when you come to, you must drop something. And the angel that was standing there, if you don't drop anything, the angel will turn you back. Praise the Lord. And I didn't know that there would be an angel, but I knew that I was having something in my hand. And the people I saw is almost every member of Purim, but they were so much. They were more than 1,000. So, and we were walking to that. Spiritual things doesn't have respect for whosoever you are. Whenever you hear any instruction, please, I beg you with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy, obey. So, I asked the angel, why is it that he's sending, in my heart I was saying, must you pay before you collect something from the presence of God? And the angel said, yes, an instruction was given. I was with my own seed, and I drop it in that basket. I begin to shed tears on the people that he was turning back. So, when you now enter into, what did you call that thing? Kuzene no more yibo bikon. Abo na ma haya na suda, I will have to tell you. Gene. Bouncing castle. Eh. This thing was like a big tent. Very big. So, when you enter there, ama no negu mili, ama, it will be like cruising. But God is the one there. And you have a place. It's just like Anglican church setting. Where, you know that place where you come and kneel down. Hey, you will be bouncing. You will be coming majestically. I've never seen anything like that place. And when you come and now, the angel will now say, drop your seed here. You will drop your seed. Then you will now walk to that place and now kneel down and begin to tell God your prayer points, what you came for. When you finish telling him, he will answer you. It's not God and come, my daughter God. Mm-mm. It's that place. He answered me. He told me what to do expressly. Praise the Lord. It's this morning I opened my eyes. Some of the people that that was sent away, I began to call them. He said, praise the Lord. What is God saying? Instruction. Our next hour of mercy is thanksgiving. God told me, so the people, we gather their ayu, ogu leaves, all these old women that are doing farm. And we now know that
Then God asked me, so when they will be coming for the Thanksgiving, you'll be sitting and looking. I say, Father, I'm sorry. All of us are doing the Thanksgiving. I feel this is another opportunity God is giving you. And you have already told me this before I had this revelation this morning. Praise the Lord. You know me well, well. If I didn't hear, I will tell you that I hear. This one I didn't hear. I saw. I went. The questions I asked, they were all answered. When Proverbs say instruction is your life, it's true. Instruction is your life. When God gives instruction, don't say instruction. Your life may be tied to that nonsense instruction that you feel that God gave you. Praise the Lord. It's an opportunity. God has said, before you come to me, and this is how the design is. I've never pressurized anybody here to give, but I want you to be blessed. Oman nakwa gen ko ye hog. Oman si kwa gi jena bank bitego. Oman si kwa gi meet ende. Kezin da ne bi ende madego. Nde lampo. Oman si kwa gi galampo je wetego. No! That is not the God I know. But if an instruction was given, please obey it. Ihe mo kan eme. I was so happy this evening. Another person came and said, Mommy Ejeme Nigwe. They took me to heaven. If I Ejeme ever need instruction. Do you know your case is settled? He said, this is customized. When God tells you expressly what to do, your case is settled. Don't you know? The owner of the whole universe is instructing you on what to do. Your case is settled. I told her, he said, Mommy, I don't want to wait. I'm doing what they told me to do. Now, I say, then go home and water this seed with praise and worship the next 7 days. Then go and sleep. For me, when I want to pray on any prayer point, I'm going to ask God, what do I do? Because already He has answered. He has answered by giving us Jesus. Our duty is to ask Him the Rhema word. What do you want me to do? And whenever He says this, I start jumping. Sometimes it's not cheap. Sometimes it's sacrifice. But it's somebody that sacrifices his blood so that you will enjoy eternal life. Praise the Lord. So we talked about fellowship. I listened to that message severally. Me. I went to my brethren and I preached the same message. Everybody was weeping. I preached last month. I preached this. They say, Mommy, you are coming back next month. They say, this is the last two. To show you how important it is. Praise the Lord. We are still building strong spirits. I told us in this kingdom, you reign by what you know. What do you know? Our motto, poem motto, is exploit through knowledge. You want to do exploit that will remain. It must come through knowledge. It must come through knowledge in this kingdom. If what you are doing is not backed with knowledge, you may not be able to duplicate it. That knowledge is not just hi. You know, when we talked about worship, I told them that worship is intimate relationship, is intimacy. They that know is the one in the book of Genesis chapter 2 when God said that Adam knew the wife. That knowing is intimacy. In Isaiah 40 verse 31, he said, they that wait, that waiting, entwining, entwisting. The person that you just said hi, hello, and left, you didn't know that person. Knowing is when you now come closer to that person and start spending time, you will be able to know that person. Is it true? Yes. Praise the Lord. This evening, how do we build a strong spirit, capacity? I told us that there are some prayers God answered, but the problem is your capacity cannot carry the answered prayer. Father, give me, if you settle me with 5 million, I will not disturb you again. God will give you 1 million. You will leave your wife and children. You will stay in Biafalo for the next 6 months. Will he give it to you again? You didn't do anything wrong. The only problem that he gave you what was bigger than you. But there are some people that is giving 50 million. Let me invest in this. Invest in that. Planning, cracking their head. How did that one even be enough? The 1 million they gave you want to destroy you. And when next you pray, God will say, I rather leave you to keep on wanting money or something than to lose you. So many times, God is not so wicked to answer our prayer. But the major problem is that he didn't want the answered prayer to destroy us. Therefore, our target is to build our spirit. Build a strong spirit so that when something comes, you absorb it and you will not shake. You just absorb it. Have you seen somebody that God did what it is not expected? He opened his mouth. He even go to NTA, AIT, ETV, Internet, Facebook, now, Instagram, everywhere. Praise the Lord. We are building strong spirit. Today, we are talking about speaking in tongues. Ribaka shakara bakaria baskanda yakata. Ribabaka shakata karabakuria baskanda. You deserve. You deserve. You deserve the lifting of my hands to you. Corinthians chapter 14 verse 39. You deserve. You deserve. You deserve the lifting of my hands to you. Desire earnestly to prophesy and do not forbid to speak with tongues. Brethren, desire earnestly to do what? To prophesy. But do not forbid the speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Oh, you deserve. quench the spirit. Do not quench the spirit. What is speaking in other tongues? Speaking in tongues is a gift that Jesus gives you after you receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. An unbeliever doesn't speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is what? A gift that Jesus gives you after you receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. As a matter of fact, all other gifts in the Bible, in the Old Testament, is there. The gift of the Holy Spirit. Every other gift of the Holy Spirit is in the Old Testament, or happened in the Old Testament, except speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. Then, why do we speak in tongues? Zagaragada. For you are glorious. You are worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Oh, let God Shakata. Why do we speak in tongues? Number one, we speak in tongues because it's a warning from the scripture. We speak in tongues because we have been warned not to quench the spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible said, Ephesians 5:30, grieve not the Holy Spirit. You grieve the Holy Spirit when you say more than what he told you to say. You grieve the Holy Spirit when you bless people and demand for gift what you have been freely given. You grieve the Holy Spirit. You quench the Holy Spirit when you don't allow him to do what he wants to do in your life. You quench him. You refuse him from expressing himself in your life. So, it's a warning from the scripture that we should not quench the Holy Spirit. Lay your hands on me, sweet Spirit of God. Lay your hands on me, sweet Spirit of God.
Lay your hands on me.
to show you how you can pray on your own and get answer. Praise the Lord. Speaking in tongues, number two, why do we speak in tongues? Speaking in tongues is aftermath of salvation. It is a receipt. We receive from Jesus for giving our life to him, or for receiving the life of God. When you gave your life to Christ, do you know what happened? God gave you two bags. Are you aware? When you received the life of God, God gave you two bags. Do you know what is in that bag? Number one, fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5 from verse 22. When you receive Christ and God gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit, it came in two bags. One is fruit. Two is gifts. Praise the Lord. Why did he give you his fruit? So that he will live out his life in you. What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Love. And is that love that now have branches? It's not fruits, it's fruit. Galatians 5:22. Did you see it? But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Is this love that gave birth to others? That is why God is love. It's not fruits. It's fruit. You also see this in Exodus 33. When Moses was asking the Lord to show him his presence, he said, I will pass before you. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He came with fruit. Is that fruit that gave birth to all these things, 9 of them? It's not, you know, when I give you a basket of fruits, orange will be there, pineapple will be there, apple will be there, grapes will be there. Is cucumber a fruit? No, cucumber is vegetable. But this one is fruit. Do you know what it means? It means that you shouldn't have this one and the other is not there. That is what it means. You don't need to pray, oh God, give me self-control. No! The self-control is there. But it's you that is refusing to allow the expression of the self-control. Hey, I don't know why I'm so wicked. I'm not kind. Holy Spirit, I want to be kind. I want to be good. You are praying amiss. The kindness is in you. It's you that will allow the expression. So, Holy Spirit gave you one fruit. One. And the next one is gift. He gave it to you as a matter of his benevolence. And it's the same thing with fruit. You see that 9 gifts. You're supposed to operate in it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you understand this, you'll stop hunting for prophecy. You just know that you are a prophet. Tell your neighbor. Are you hearing what is being said? Mommy say you're a prophet. Did your neighbor hear you? Maybe he came for a visit. Face another neighbor. Did you hear what is being said? That you are a prophet. Lay your hands on me, sweet Spirit of God. Hey. tongues. 3. Jesus himself identified tongues for the believer. Mark chapter 16. If you go home, read from 15 to 18. But we are reading John 17. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Raka shakatakarapakuria baskanda. Shakatakarakata. I'm seeing something like scales falling out from people's eyes. Morokoto korobokuria baskanda. I'm seeing something like wax coming out from people's ears. Morokoshima kata 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 kata. Lay your hands on me. Sweet Spirit of God. Lay your hands on me. Sweet Spirit of God. This one is Jesus himself that is speaking. And these signs will follow those who believe. Are you a believer? Are you a believer? Did he mention pastor, or evangelist, or apostle? What did he say? And you a believer? So Jesus is talking to you. In my name, in, not with. Our problem is we walk with. When you go with, you fail. When it's in, you succeed. The name must be in, not out, not with. Are you hearing me? In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. It's a gift. So, speaking in tongue is as important as going in his name. It's as important as going in his name. Number 4. Yakata karakata brokutu. Marakashikete. Speaking in tongue is scriptural. Scriptural is in the Bible. From Genesis to Malachi, it says it's in the scripture. From the gospel is manifestation of the promise. Then epistle is explanation of the promise. Like in this Bible, God is so organized. There are some things, doctrine you will tell me. I will go and check it in the Old Testament. If it's not in the Old Testament, and Jesus did not talk about it, and Paul did not capture it in his revelation, I will discard it. That's how to read the Bible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I am going to teach you how you can speak in tongue and get what you are looking for. This is the 4 major reasons why you have to speak in tongues. Then how do I apply it to my life? Benefits. What are the benefits of speaking in tongues? You speak to God directly. When you speak in tongue, what do? You speak to God directly. How? Because when you are speaking in tongue, your mind is unfruitful. Therefore, you are talking to God directly. With a language that he's the only one that knows. It's in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 14:2. When you speak in tongue, you speak to God directly. Speaking in tongue allows your mind to get out of the way so that your spirit can communicate with God. Did you hear what I say? Speaking in tongues allows your mind to get out of the way. You remember we handled the gates of the mind. Do you remember? How many? Gates of reasoning, gates of will, gates of choice, gates of imagination. When you are speaking in tongue, it gives all these gateways chance. They give chance so that you can now talk, communicate directly with God. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to who? God. That is it. You are not speaking to any man. You are communing with your God. So when you speak in tongue, you are talking directly to God. We are coming. Because we are going to do practice. So what is the time? Praise the Lord. Number two, speaking in tongue keeps you in tune with the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues makes you to be in tune with the Holy Spirit because this is His language. He is the one that speaks through you. It allows you to pray the will of God by empowering of the Holy Spirit you yield to Him. It allows you to pray exactly what the will of God is. It allows you to pray. So many times we pray amiss, but when you switch into speaking in tongues, you pray exactly what the will of God is. Number three, speaking in tongues strengthens your spirit. Jude 20. Okay, number two, you can write Acts 2 verse 4. Yes. Then Jude 20. 1 Corinthians 14:4. Building yourself in the most holy place and praying most holy faith. Praying in the spirit. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. It builds you up spiritually and helps you to live a spirit-led life. Oh God, I don't know how to hear you. I don't know how to know that you are the... Do you know that there are times you will stand up to do some certain things? You didn't hear clear instruction, but you know that you have that prompting to do that thing. And eventually, you will be grateful to God that you obeyed. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And it only happens when you are living a spirit-led life. Praise the Lord. Number four, it allows you to pray even when you don't know what to pray. You are overwhelmed. You don't even know what to pray. You switch into speaking tongues. And it's in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. You switch into speaking in tongues. Rabaka shakata rabakuria. Riba bakata rabakaria baskanda. Zege degere bokure boskondo yekete. Yaga rabaka saproko shimbrakata. Number five. Speaking in tongues is a weapon against the work of the enemy. Yes. It's a weapon. Because the devil doesn't understand that language. As you are speaking, you want to handle the devil. That's how the angels we put fire to assume whatsoever that is planning against you. It's a weapon that you can use to handle the enemy. Praise the Lord. Personally, how do you profit from speaking in tongues? How do you profit from speaking in tongues? I am going to tell you what to do. Do you have a need that you want to handle? A need. when you write out that need, maybe me, I want to prosper. I want to be wealthy. I don't need your poverty, God's grace, more at your wealth. Praise the Lord. How do I handle it so that I will know exactly what to do to be wealthy? Do you know what I'll do? I will ransack the Bible. Job 36:11. I love that one. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Then I will now say, what is the instruction there? Obey and serve him. But obey and serve him is a vast word. What and what should I obey? Because I want to be rich. What and what should I obey? How do I serve? After all, I'm a choir. After all, I'm a protocol. After all, I'm a sanctuary cleaner. You are doing all these things in the service to God. But do you know that God can customize a service for you? Are you aware? He can customize it just for Sister Ngozi. Go and do this. That is why I don't preach only obedience and leave service. Whenever you see obedience, service is there. Do you know what I will do? I'm teaching you what you are going to do now. Then, I'll begin to memorize this scripture. I will read it again. If I need to study it, maybe go around it, go to Hebrew meaning to gain what it is very, very well, I will go. I'll go and search for it. And I'll begin to memorize it. If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity. Yeah, every day. Hey. I love a soft life. Even me, I like soft life. So, I will now start memorizing it. Spend my days. I will memorize what it means to spend the days in prosperity. Jesus. Masugi digede. Omelette. Bread. Akara. Yindani odor on a table. Nechege. Then I will spend my years in pleasure. Yes, as the days go by. It's not when I am 70. I'm still looking for who to borrow money to buy drug. I'm looking for who to borrow money to pay rent. I'm looking for who to borrow money and do one thing or the other. It's abuse. Abuse is an error. Abomination. Against the kingdom that you are meant to represent. A man that is like 79 years, this year is 80. I say, Oga, when you were young, who did you help? Because old age speaks to not even your biological children. Or we don't know yeraka kwesiri cheteki no noda. Something is wrong. So, I begin to imagine how in my old age, somebody told me that the father that is above 90, getting to 100, will still transfer school fees to people. He had more than enough. He's enjoying his old age. The type of food that he wants to eat is what he's eating. He's spending the years in pleasure. Not mbakashia. Medical checkup intact. Ogwana intact. I will begin to memorize this scripture. I now know the meaning of this scripture. I'll begin to memorize it. Do you know what I'll do? I'll start praying in tongues. That picture is in my presence. It's in my memory as I'm speaking in tongues. Rabaka shakataka rabakuria baskanda. Holy Spirit, karabaka shakatakata. I'm speaking in tongues and I'm watching that scripture. Riba ba 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 ba. Do you know what happens? You have switched in 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 10 to 14. Holy Spirit, the Bible says that your spirit knows you. It's only your spirit that knows you. Then, it's only the Holy Spirit that knows the mind of God. So, when you switch to the Holy Spirit will now travel to the mind of God and search your need that is in the mind of God. Even the blueprint of your life, and bring it to limelight so that you can now see it. Karabaka shakata. Lay your hands on me, sweet Spirit of God. Lay your hands on me, sweet Spirit of God. Lay your hands on me, lay your hands on me. Oh, sweet Spirit of God, lay your hands on me, sweet Spirit of God. Let's go there. From verse 10. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. Verse 9 says, what your eyes have not seen, what your ears have not heard, it have not been conceived, what God prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. What I'm trying to teach you is to search, how to search in the realm of the Spirit. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Let me tell you what God is teaching me recently. If I want to know about it, I've known this before, but it's now practicalizing it using the scriptures. Before, that is why then, when you come to my house, I'll be able to tell you what will happen in the next 20 years. I call it exposure. I will just tell Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, expose choice to me. I did it to him in 2011. Choice of Kwezoku. He came to my house one day with Obiageli. I told him everything about his life. It's called exposure. I told him everything. Everything. So, I have always known this, but it's good to back it up with the word of God. How do I do this? I'm still growing. I'm not yet there because there's one I heard last week that is blowing my head even now. I will show you in 1 Kings chapter 10. So, I will now, in my spirit, I will go straight. I will connect to His Spirit. Then, I will now ask Holy Spirit, who is Brother Chid Joseph? Holy Spirit will now go and begin to show me. How do you think Dibesh Abafa? They stole what's supposed to be your inheritance. Praise the Lord. So, and that is why there's what is called intuition. In your intuition, everything about you is there. Your spirit connects in any with Oyan. It will start explaining it. It will start exposing it. So, but we are not talking about, I'm not teaching you how to prophesy. King Alije prophelaya. Orube. So that you know God start prophelying. I'm teaching you how to get your need solved. Holy Spirit, I apply for this job. There is a government of Enugu State. There is federal government. The federal government own is in Abuja. The state own is Enugu. Are you permitting me to go to Abuja or should I stay in Enugu? You put it and begin to speak in tongues. When you speak in tongues, but even Kenneth Copeland said it, the problems are solved when you speak belekeetiously in tongues. I am the one that puts belekeetiously. There is no problem you will not solve when you speak in tongues. But it's called returns. That is why there are some people that have invited me for a program, maybe Telegram program between 5 and 6. I didn't honor it. That's when I received my return. And I have contrary on. Angels can wake me up and start talking to me by that time. I will just be sleeping, Moriah. You will download everything that I have prayed for. Are you hearing me? So, as you are memorizing, why do you use scripture? Number 2, you can use the name of Jesus. Number 3, you can use his blood. So that you will not enter into error. It's the same thing that all those people that used to do invocation, that is what they do. Abstract travel, that's what they do. But you as a child of God, your base is what? The word of God. The word of God. You don't, when we were dealing with meditation, I told you, you don't meditate in vague. You meditate in the word of God. You pray for what is the will of God concerning you. Like now, I want to pray. Father, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play. I'm going to private jet, PJ. Can we play PJ? Oh God, I'm seeing PJ. Private jet. God, I say, your sight have problem. You have not reached to that realm. Is it not pride? The PJ will destroy me. So, if I'm praying, if I bring scriptures, I'm praying for PJ, it will be answered according to his will for me. I will pray amiss. I will pray amiss. But I'm believing God for fruit of the womb. And I've waited like 2. Father, I want 2. 2 is 2. Can't you? You begin to pray. You begin to pray. God will start showing you things. He can even tell you what to do. Are you hearing me? God can even tell you what to do. And when he didn't tell you what to do, that is why you struggle. Because as God is releasing an instruction, grace, that is why you see people that have faith, that I am mad. No, because of all God can hear such instruction. When God tells me to close my account, and I'm going to go your bona. And don't have from uncle, don't come have your bona. I will think, I'll be thinking, he will just keep on pressing you. Oh man, tiggy here, but you will know that God is talking. And you have released that grace to obey. Are you hearing me? When is his will? There are somebody here. The whole gold, pack of gold. I know what it means. It will only take God for somebody to do such thing. What happened? As God was giving the instruction, the grace to obey was available. But there are people When God talked to you, you know, do you have a nechi, nechi ikegi noche, ebi tuku dolo the instruction. Oh, chegi, chegi, we can give another person that instruction and bless that person. Are you aware that there are some people that another person is even living their life? Are you aware? You better be aware. It's true. And I won't deceive you. It's true. You will now wake up and see carbon copy what they sent you to do. It's what that person is doing and is triumphing. The difference is that person obeyed instruction. Go and save your family. You are wasting time. He will raise another person and they tell that person what to do. That person, because when you come in his presence, you cannot say anything because that person obeyed divine demand. Are you hearing me? So, when you are choosing this scripture and when you are choosing your prayer point, make sure that it's in line with his program. Father, give me my own spouse. It's in line. Not even to say when you are above the marriageable age. They taught me many, many years ago, from 18 to 23, you should be talking about marriage. She'll be talking about marriage. Praise the Lord. So, your spirit will connect to the spirit of God. The spirit of God will go straight to the mind of God. That particular thing that you are asking for, you will go and download it. There are some, as you are speaking in tongues, you will just know exactly what to do. Some will hear it. Some will just have the prompting. But you know that God has spoken. And when you begin to live in this, you will find out that nothing, there's nothing that will happen around you that will not pick. Let me show you what I saw last week in 1 Kings chapter 10. I saw it last week. I screamed. For what man knows the things of a man? First Kings, Old Testament, First Kings. This is Solomon and Queen of Sheba. Now, when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, underline that name of the Lord. What he heard is what? Is it Solomon's fame? Is it Solomon's wealth? Is it Solomon's affluence? What did she saw and hear? The name of the Lord. She came to test him with hard questions. Go on. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camel that bore spices, very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart. So Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her. Can you use King James version? King James, KJV. Because it's King James. No, go back to 2. And Solomon told her all her questions. Did you understand it? Read it. Let us read it in unison. 1, 2, go. What does it mean? Solomon read her mind. You know, Holy Spirit was not there before in full. Solomon was a king, but a priest that knows what he was doing. A woman came from another country. How can't you see that it's a rehearsal that we are doing? Hey, mommy, na fuzo zebe. We are doing rehearsal. Old Testament king. Old Testament king. Holy Spirit has not come up. And the woman came and sat down with hard question for emphasis. Then Solomon told her all her question and also answered it. What are you doing with your life? Your own question, your own, you could not answer. Okay, somebody shall far off from another country that you answer. Father, what do I do concerning my children's school fees? You go to God. Father, what do I do concerning this business I'm about? You go to God. You get an answer and hold it tangibly. If you are not speaking in tongues, I want you to stand up. We are going to pray. Everybody should stand up. Everybody, stand up. Am I blessing you? Were you blessed? I want you to repeat this prayer with me. You must have continued, but you lost it. Nobody say you will not go to heaven if you don't speak in tongues. But you have missed a lot. It's a receipt that will be given to you as a result of salvation. Pray this prayer as I pray. Repeat after me. Oh Lord Jesus, fill me with your spirit. Lord Jesus, baptize me into your Holy Spirit. Begin to release the sounds that come not from your mind, but your spirit, and continue in prayer. Baptize me into your Holy Spirit. Baptize. Open your mouth. Whatever that comes out of your mouth, start speaking it. There is no two ways to do it. Suleiman said, if it's ro-ro-ro, start doing ro-ro-ro. If it's start doing it. Open your mouth and begin to pray. As we are praying now, present that your case. Me, I'm already picking cases in the crowd. As we are praying now, I will start calling the cases. But begin to present that case. Begin to present that case as you are speaking in tongues. Lay your hands on me, sweet Spirit of God. Oh, lay your hands on me, sweet Spirit. To be a widow. Please heal my husband. If you are that person, run out. I saw it while we are praying. Lord, I don't want to be a widow. Please heal my husband. Heal my husband. If you are that person, run out. Run out. Don't waste my time. Maraka shakata. I'll go counsel. I saw you. You knelt down in your room and you were crying. Ezogu. Baraka shakata. Lay your hands on me, sweet spirit of God. Lay your hands on me, sweet spirit of God. Lay your hands on me, lay your hands on me, sweet spirit of God. Business you opened a business, and at the time that business, he made the business or dryer up. In fact, the person I saw was carrying even a firewood on his head. Who is that person? Please come out. It's your time. The business dried up. You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. And that person, I even saw that person with a firewood on his head. If you are that person, run out. Run. Run and come out. Rabaka shakata. Lay your hands on me. Lay if you are that person, come out. Rabababa. One is a business or work, but on your way to where maybe you are going, you saw physics. In fact, what I saw is that I'm the one that packed out that physics. Of with my own physics, poo. Just in on aga, if on a man on a shop, okay, a man on a office, okay, but no, no, so are you curioso? It's an altar that have to be dealt with now. If you are that person, come out. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Sweet spirit of God. Lay your hands on me. Sweet spirit of God. Can you speak in tongues? Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues concerning that your case.
Ba 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 ba
We pray in Jesus' name. I saw somebody. You are into real estate. Because what I saw is a building. People will show you building. You will look for buyers until they even sell the building. You find it to look, see buyers that we buy. What I saw is building, property. You've never broken even. And you have been wondering what is wrong. If you are that person, run out. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Sweet Spirit of God. Lay your hands on me. Sweet Spirit of God. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Sweet Spirit of God. Jesus, I am seeing something like blankets in people's life. They are rolling it away. That's what I'm seeing. Mareke ziga da ga da ga da ga da. Mareke ziga da ga da ga da ga da. Mareke ziga da ga da ga da. Raise up your hands. Aya ya 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 ya. Those angels that will rewrite your stories are here. I am seeing only fire. I am seeing only fire. Oh Jesus! Rewriting stones. Rewriting stones. Rewriting stones. Woo! There's something God is telling me. I have given them my gifts, but it's not yet activated. He said, daughter, pray and activate those gifts. Are you ready? Will you use it in his name? Or to get a man's wealth for yourself? If your heart is pure, you will see how we will deposit it. Some gifts are going to be activated. Some people, their eyes will just wide open. Some people, you will just know what is happening around you. You didn't hear any voice, you didn't see vision, but you just know. This is what God is telling me. Raise up your hand. Activation of gifts. Activation of gifts. Activation of gifts. Activation of gifts. My father, if you are the one that spoke to me, the time has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, by my right hand and my left hand, Rabaka Shakatakata, receive it! Help them! Help them! Oh, Shakatakata! Woo! Help them! Help them! Oh! My God, there's something I'm seeing. There are some people I saw with gold in their hands. Gold. They were holding gold in their hands. Do you know how you will know that you are the one I'm speaking? God is in my activation of hell wealth. That gold, you will feel the weight and you will feel the fire. It's going to activate wealth now. I saw some people Gold is in their hand. Gold, gold. This is what I saw in my vision. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Rabaka Shakata, Rabokotu Makata, who am I talking to? In the mighty name of Jesus, receive it. It's activated. Fire! Ah! Help them! Help them! Help them! Oh, Jesus! Help them! Help them! Help them! Help them! Gold in your hand! Help them! Gold in your hand. Gold in your hand. Gold in your hand. Ah, gold in your hand. Gold in your hand. Activation of wealth. You'll be so surprised at what God is about to do. Activation of wealth. Whatever you touch will be blessed. Jesus, any contractor under the influence of my voice, God said I should declare, this is your season.
Amen.
This is your season.
Amen.
This is your season.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you for perfecting all that concerns us. Be thou exalted, be thou glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. It's offering time. Our time is fast spent, but it's for good. Oh my God. Zagaragada. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. You perform miracle. There is nothing that is impossible. I'm standing here only because you made a way. Father, we thank you so much for this offering. Thank you, thank you. Out of the abundance we have, you have just given us this little to give back to you. Perfect all that concerns us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Go in peace. You will continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This week, no running helter-skelter for you. Before you knock at any door, it is wide open. I decree and declare, your prophetic helpers, individuals, organizations, systems, under pressure to release what belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus! Go and come back with your mouth filled with testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name. Don't miss hour of mercy for any reason. It will be sharper. It will be hotter. and God will be glorified. Can we share the grace in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. If you are coming for the first time, please come to this my left hand side so that we celebrate and welcome you in a special way. God bless you.